This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I guess we can call this Town Hall KNC Masterpiece. Everybody in the company is involved in a meeting right now. So
what if they turn us on right now?
It'd be better than the Jimmy Buffett conversation.
Okay, first off, that's how much they trust us. They trust us so much that they would schedule a meeting where the entire company, except for us, has to be there. And they're like, guys, we trust that we don't have to worry about the dump button. We don't have to worry about things getting off track. Yeah. We don't have to worry about y'all missing the clock. They trust us, Kevin. Misguided. This is a big responsibility now.
Okay, so we gave you the news. Kellen Moore is going to be the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. I feel like we told you that in the last segment. But does that move the needle for you at all? Did you think the Saints were maybe always going to hire a coach that wasn't going to get another opportunity? Like, because supposedly they, you know, kind of talk with Mike McCarthy. I think there's even buzz about Cliff Kingsbury. They're way over the salary cap.
That's what I think, Corey, is you're hiring somebody for at least 5 years. It's not fair. You have no quarterback. You have no money. You have very little talent on your team. This is 2 years. You have to expect you're going to win 10 games total in the next 2 years. And you have to be okay with that and go, hey, by the time we get to 27, we want to be able to say we have money, we have some talent, we have what you think is your future quarterback, and now you need to show us something in year three. I feel like you have to just look at the first 2 years and go, we want whatever, the culture, the leadership, the direction, all of those things being put in place. So when we actually have talent, you have to show that you can do this. So I would give the guy, in this case, Kellen Moore, at least 3 years, and I don't even really think 3 years is fair.
This is like interesting. All of our great offensive minds for the Cowboys eventually end up being the head coach of the Saints. And that being said, I think he's there for play design, play calling. Like, that's really what they saw. And then they saw it against Philadelphia. And they went, against the Kansas City Chiefs. They saw that offense and what they were doing, and they said, that's what we need. We need somebody to create the offense that's going to be that good. Like Mike just said, he has plenty of time to build all of this. The thing about it, though, is when Sean Payton took over, he had a lot of the Parcells ideals instilled, and he utilized the gas tank thing. That was a Parcells thing.
Yeah.
The cheese in the locker room. He used those things as motivators, but nobody knew that Parcells did it because it's a new generation. And Kellen Moore, I'm not sure who he's going to adapt from, like what he's going to draw from. Jason Garrett? McCarthy? Is he going to say, you know what? I'm a Sirianni guy now. I don't know how that's going to work.
So can I throw out a different opinion than what y'all said? What would you think if I told you I believe Kellen Moore is getting hired in the Chris Woodward role? And what we've described on that is I don't disagree with the fairness of what you said, but what if I told you I think Kellen Moore, short of like some sort of miraculous turnaround, is the head coach that nobody else wanted, and he's being brought in to help get the salary cap back to zero, potentially find a quarterback, and then push the next head coach they actually want on their way.
We don't know if this is true or not, but we hear that he's a horrible interviewer.
Yeah, yes, I have heard that.
So you have to hire him based off of what you've seen teams do, not what he says.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe he has to take this as, this is my only chance, because I don't think he feels this way, but I keep failing in the verbal part of this job, as in communicating to a ownership, to a president,
right,
that I can be a great head coach. So to your point, maybe so, and maybe they're hoping that maybe this is the guy. But to your point, if it's not, maybe he gives us play design, but and this is not fair to Kellen Moore at all. He looks like a pushover.
Yeah.
He just looks like...
This is his chance to change that narrative.
He looks like a 14-year-old kid. Now, he just won the Super Bowl.
And for whatever reason, the players do seem to like him.
Yeah.
Like, he connects with the players.
Yeah, so it's not fair. What I just said is probably not right and not fair, but he kind of looks like a pushover. And yeah. I don't know if interviews are just like, he just doesn't seem to have any control in this room, or...
It seems like Dan Campbell, like, you're like, that dude right there can lead men. You know, he's a big, strong man with a big, strong, beefy voice, all those things. Yeah. Where Kellen Moore doesn't have that, he just often seems aloof. But Kevin, you would almost think the Chris Woodward thing, they just did it with Dennis Allen. Like, but they were...
How long was he there?
But their salary cap was so out of whack.
Steve,
he was there from 2022, and then Joe Vitt took over at some point last year.
But okay. I think they do think that they had the quarterback for Dennis Allen. Like, clearly...
And Derek Carr?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
But, like,
we could have
I think they kind of did think, because, I mean, we saw plenty of feedback. So like, oh, they got the guy. And you're like, okay. Mm. And so I wonder if they did think that was the case. Now this time they're like, no.
We got to just start all over completely from scratch.
Now, let's go to a quarterback that is obviously still amazing and still better than Josh Allen. Go ahead and give me cut number 7, because I have a question about Patrick Mahomes.
So here's Mahomes. What's he got left? Pressure again. Oh. Decked! Ball is out! And the Eagles have it! Milton Williams with a strip sack.
Now, do you think this will put an end to talk of Mahomes as the GOAT, at least for a while? And if so, what does a while look like for you?
For the regular season?
Okay.
If he goes to another Super Bowl and wins next year, but I do agree with you. This did stop it for now, because now you look, he's 3-2 in the Super Bowl.
And those two losses were by a combined 40 points.
Yeah. And so you look at it, I'm looking at card prices. There's been some cards. I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. His cards have been going up during the playoffs,
yep,
because once again, he dominated the AFC and made it to another AFC championship. And then he beat Josh Allen again. And it was like, this dude is just unbeatable for the most part. But then he lost, and yep, lost badly. His yep whole team did. But yes, the quarterback, right or wrong, takes all the credit or all the sure blame for wins and
agreed
losses. And so I look at it and go, yeah, you're right. This does slow down for sure, that conversation. We all think he has approximately 10 more years in this league.
Yeah,
so there's a lot
that
more time for him to fall down the list.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever fall out of the top 10 of quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, for
winning
sure.
Winning 3 Super Bowls is pretty dope.
No, yeah. I'm just saying for number one.
But for
I
number
agree
one,
with
this,
all of
this
that
slows it down. He has time to change that. But I'll tell you what, if he goes 15-1 again in the regular season, gets the one seed and gets back to the Super Bowl, you guys will be in San Francisco once again discussing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he keeps his face in that world.
Sean won't.
AFC championships, you know, those being in that the entire time. Greatest of all time, Tom Brady has that category, Kevin.
Yeah.
649 touchdowns. At where Mahomes is, he's 30th right now.
Yeah.
And he's got 245. Like all the passing accolades
yeah
that come along with it, he still has a lot to stack to get there. Now, can he be the greatest of all time in a shorter period of time and not match those numbers? Absolutely. So, you know, continue to do some of these things in the playoffs and beyond. Because if you're in the AFC Championship every year of your career, I think people are going to go, well, damn, like,
sure,
that dude just kept doing it.
No, that I agree with that. So, okay.
But the all-time numbers kind of still, he's got some work to do.
And so, Mike, you might not agree with me on this. I think legitimately that conversation is over for probably about 3 years in terms of being the number one.
Because he's got another chance to get to another three.
You're assuming the next 2 years he doesn't win the next two championships.
Not necessarily.
So if he won the next two Super Bowls, you'd say, now we can maybe do this discussion again?
Yes, because people have won. Tom Brady won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. And so, like, if he wins the next Super Bowl, I don't think that's going to be a definitive bullet point, because to Corey's point, like, I don't care about this as much, but to Corey's point, like, all the regular season stuff, Tom Brady played at a really high level for, like, 60 million years. And so, like, it's going to be really hard to catch any of that. I was just looking at some of the, like, periphery things when it comes to playoffs, and more specifically the Super Bowl, just because I'm fascinated how we judge the greatest football player of all time, because it feels different than every other sport, right? Like, we've talked about this before.
You think he'll ever have another MVP?
I do.
I'll throw out a stupid hypothetical, which I
sorry to interrupt that.
What if they trade for Tyreek Hill? And then the Tyreek Hill Patrick Mahomes show starts again.
Then
he throws for 43 touchdowns and crazy ass plays down the field that you've never seen in your life except for Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill stuff.
For sure. Look, we've talked about it. In every other sport, whoever has the most titles is not the best player of all time.
But for football, it seems
different. But I was kind of thinking about the LeBron versus Jordan argument for Jordan people. And I wonder if Tom Brady people, of which I am not one of those people.
You're a Montana guy.
Yes.
But you kind of...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, I'm 100% rooting for Patrick Mahomes to overtake Tom Brady on the greatness scale.
So you tip your cap to what Tom Brady
is. Yes, okay. He's a Ranger and a Dallas Texan.
And Tom Brady's an Expo.
It's a good point. But so I was just looking at some of the things that were getting spread around that are like factually accurate. Tom Brady was in 10 Super Bowls. He had 6 interceptions.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has been in 5 and he already has 7 interceptions in those games.
And catchable ball.
That's true. Very catchable ball. Tom Brady, 7-3 in the Super Bowl. Those 3 losses were by a combined 15 points. They were all 1 possession games. Patrick Mahomes, 3-2 in the Super Bowl. Those 2 losses have been by a combined 40 points. Before the Eagles quit caring, he was on pace to have the 5th biggest blowout loss in the history of the Super Bowl. So, like, there are things like that that, again, the quarterback takes the credit and takes the blame. I don't think it's all his fault that they lost by that many points, but that's how the further away you get from it is like, I don't know. He lost by 22 points. He lost by 18 points because that feels like early on that was the knock against LeBron. Like, oh, he got to the finals. That's neat, but they got their asses handed to them.
In your opinion, because this is opinions.
For sure.
You can never prove any of these things, just like in Jordan LeBron conversations. Is Joe Montana still better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. Okay. Because, like,
I'm not arguing. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's your opinion, right? Everybody has
for sure. And look, I will readily admit my own bias when I was a little kid, I, you know, thought Joe Montana was the best. But one of the things you could just look at is I think in 5 Super Bowls, Mahomes has 10 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. Joe Montana in 4 had 11 touchdowns and no interceptions and went 4-0. So, like, I think that plays a part in it. I do think Patrick Mahomes will overtake Joe Montana, but not yet.
Terry Bradshaw.
You asked for a while. How long is for a while early to start this
yes.
segment? I feel like he can really respond and be back next year. And that conversation
sure.
jumps back.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So it really, you know, a while really does depend. I think 1 year he can turn that back into, good God. Again, he's the boogeyman, as we talk about with Brian Flores. He's every time you think you've gotten rid of him. Like, a lot of fans probably think, finally, we've shut down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and you're like, dadgummit, he did it again. He's back again.
Yeah.
And you just don't know when he won't be there. But that obviously has a lot to do with how much they keep that team together and how long Andy Reid decides to coach and, you know, who takes over after that and who he's with.
And for Terry Bradshaw, I think Mahomes is already better than that because he's got better peripheries, like in terms of other Super Bowl numbers and an extra MVP compared to Terry Bradshaw. So I would definitely...
Like 77 yards.
Yeah, I would definitely put Patrick Mahomes by a good margin ahead of Terry Bradshaw. Because I think you can look at it and people thought Terry Bradshaw was good, but not necessarily the best.
Yeah.
Everybody thought Montana was the best. Everybody thinks Patrick Mahomes is the best. Everybody thought Tom Brady was the best. And so I think that's one advantage all of them have by a pretty good amount over Terry Bradshaw. And like I said, with quarterbacks in football, it's weird. Like, it apparently matters exactly how many Super Bowls you've won. Whereas other sports,
And what's crazy, too, is as long as Mahomes is available, he's keeping other people from getting into this category.
Oh, for sure.
You know, he's keeping like the Caleb Williams, like those guys might have to deal with that. Now, interesting. Do you feel like Jalen Hurts will be back in this situation the way that team's built?
Actually, and I kind of do. And those two head-to-head wins.
He might be a Terry Bradshaw where you're like, oh, he benefited a lot from that team.
I could totally see that.
You got to give him credit.
And the two Brady head-to-head wins, obviously, unfortunately, make a difference. And I don't mean GOAT the way it's been kind of like redefined. It's like anybody who's awesome is a GOAT. I'm saying like literally
the greatest
number one. Of all time. I think at worst, Patrick Mahomes will probably be second or third all-time quarterback.
To end his career?
Absolute worst.
Right now, he's fifth.
I could see that.
If not even better than that.
I mean, he's ahead of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
And Bradshaw.
And, yes, and Terry Bradshaw.
But not Troy.
Agreed.
And not Roger Staubach.
Hey, we got to go to break. Otherwise, I would definitely answer that question. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, is that really your wife next on The Fan?
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Is that really your wife? We'll answer that question here in just a little bit.
Depending on what you say, maybe.
Yeah. I hope so.
You're going to hear a piece of audio that I need your opinion on because I didn't really think about it like this until Stephen A. Smith said something, I think yesterday on First Take. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. We got the question of the day and more coming up, and we consult the national day calendar once again to create the question of the day today. That question is going to be based off of today's national holiday of National Guitar Day. Don't know who says that, who makes these rules. It's above me, above my pay grade. I do not dispute. I just give you this information. So, that being said, what is one talent you wish you had? 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Because guitar has always been up there for me. I did play it for a while. I was never like super fluent at it, but I could put together chord progressions and, you know, actually do a little bit. But the thing is, I was never consistent. So it was like once I put the guitar down, it was sat down for about 6 months. And then I forgot everything that I had learned.
Yeah.
So I was never consistent with it. Really, just any kind of instrument. When it comes to music, I love music. I'm very outspoken about that. That's something that I would still love to explore in the future on my own. But like, it's always been the technical stuff. It's always been like whether it's vocals, whether it's, you know, making stuff on the computer, making beats and stuff like that. I've always been good at that. But picking up a physical instrument, you know, I'll learn it, I'll play it for a few months, then I set it down and completely forget about it. So if I could actually play a physical instrument, that would be dope.
I've always thought if I could play the piano super well, that would be really neat.
When Rick Carlisle did that at the White House, he just sat down and started playing. Everybody was like, let him play the piano because he's good at it.
Yes.
If I sat down and played the piano, they'd be like, hey, get off
that
thing, dude. You're just joking around right now.
And like, I don't know if I would deploy that skill like that in public, but it is cool to know, like, if you wanted to, you can be like, I can do that.
Yeah.
And you just go up there and like, oh.
And there are so many times because we do have a piano, the boys play it and they're pretty good. They're getting better, but they're pretty good at it. Carter doesn't take classes. He just is naturally one of those kind of kids. Avery does take lessons. Every day, though, I walk by the piano. It's in our living room. I walk by it, and I just want to sit down and play something awesome. But I sit down, and I play stuff that sounds like a cat walking across the keyboard, you know? And I'm just like, well, that was fine. But I do wish I could do that. I wish I could throw 98.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like, that's...
Don't we all?
98. That would have been perfect.
Why not 99?
Okay. I did. You just got to change the numbers.
Is it too late?
Velocity off the bat
for you on that front. Like, you can go play the piano and everyone's great, but are you gonna like?
Yeah.
Now you can throw 98 and you're like, I'm ready.
If I threw 98 right now, like today,
you'd go.
I would
for
be
it?
Sore all for the next month. I would just be like, but I'd have to work for a little bit for it. But that ability. Dude, you realize how much money you can make throwing 98 miles an hour? It's awesome.
But I wonder how many guys, I know that is a top 5% speed. How many guys throw 98 and never make it?
Or can't pitch. Yeah, yeah. You can't pitch. Yeah, that is
and
a tough
so
one.
Maybe they make it, but don't make it. I mean, I can't even remember the dude's name. I remember pitching against, there's this dude in the Minnesota Twins organization, and this is like 2006, I believe, or 2005. And he's throwing like 96 to 98, like maybe even touching 100.
Wow.
Because we always talk about, yeah, what you top off at. We kind of don't care. We want to know what you pitch at. Yeah. Hitters want to know what you pitch at, not yeah. what you top off at. And it's like, dude, if he can't make that, he's on, I think, Rochester at the time, Red Wings, I believe is their name. It's like, if he can't make it, I'm never going to make it back
right,
to the major
leagues. Right, right.
And I remember, like, I can't remember if he got hurt or something, but there are certain guys that, like, I hear you, but sometimes throwing 98, it definitely gets you in the door, but it doesn't. Mean success. Like, I don't know. Does Cole Wynn throw close to 98?
Yeah, he does. Throw I don't have. Pretty hard.
You know what? Because he's been in the minor leagues so long, I don't yeah. know his velos.
And I'm hoping, like, I think there's potential with him, but I just, you know, he has to figure out how to pitch.
The other thing about throwing 98, though, is it does feel cool. Like, when you've thrown your hardest, Mike, you know that feeling. You throw and you see it hum away from you, and you're just like, that felt pretty good. Like, that would feel pretty cool to know it went 98 at somebody.
I will say, I never knew the difference between 84 and 89 out of my hand.
Out of your hand?
I didn't.
Or as it was traveling, you couldn't tell?
No. I tried my best on both of them.
Do other pitchers know that?
Yes. I was so ticked off when I found out that other pitchers can. It's like, I'm going to uptick this about 3 miles an hour here. And I'm like, I'm trying to throw it 100 every time. And it says somewhere between 84 and 89. I don't know how you guys are doing this. I am trying my best every time, and it is failing to get above 90 miles an hour.
The 682 says they wish they could have kept playing the saxophone. They were good, but didn't think it was cool, so they quit. Saxophone's a fun instrument to play. And it does seem like everybody needs a saxophonist at some point.
I'm fascinated by that, but they didn't think it was cool enough.
That's one of the coolest instruments. I mean, drums are obviously the coolest.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
What's the least coolest instrument?
The oboe.
Okay.
The piccolo.
The piccolo.
The bass clarinet.
Brian Piccolo.
Yes, Brian Piccolo.
Nobody plays the bass clarinet.
Gale Sayers' friend.
He was. That is a very sad movie and real life story.
What other instrument stinks?
Back to you, Alec.
I mean, the flute's kind of lame.
Triangle's dope. Like, being able to play the triangle, yeah.
Huh.
You just got to be on time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not on time, you screw the whole thing up.
That is a good point, because if you screw up your timing, everybody knows it.
Yes.
Like, even the people in the crowd are like, nah, that didn't sound right, because you had one job. It sounds like one thing. That's wrong.
Yeah, to this day, if you play Sleigh Ride, I can still hit the slapstick at the very last part, because everything in that song stops. And if you get that wrong... Like you guys just said, everyone's like, oh my God, he really screwed that up. Mm-hmm. All he had to do was get that last one. And so I can still hit that to this day.
See, from the 832, the French horn is pretty whack. I agree.
Okay.
It makes a really cool sound. It sounds like it's a mile away sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's still.
But like, I was going to say something that sounded weird out of context, so I'm not going to say that.
Right.
The appearance of it can be confusing just because of the sound it does make. How about that? That's the best way I can work around what I really wanted to say.
Do you kind of want Corey to do more instrument recreations of what they sound
Corey's
like?
Corey's like noise impressions, not his voice impressions, his noise impressions are some of my favorite things ever. Like, I have that drop of him just mooing in the middle of a segment. That's one of my favorite things ever.
Very good mooing.
Yeah, if you're fancy. But the question of the day is, what is something, a talent that you wish you had, but you sadly do not? From the 214, to dance like Chris Brown. Yeah, not a great human, but a great dancer, you know? And
I'm terrible at dance.
Yeah, I'm awful at it too.
Is there any part of you that feels like with dancing, like at a faster speed? Because if you slow dance, I don't know how much you can just improvise your slow dance. But do you ever feel like if you're just confident and you go with it, that people will be like, all right.
I feel like I'm a big man and I stand out.
Okay.
And so that's why I feel like I'm being looked at, you know, because I'm taller than most people.
Well.
And I don't, like, my hips don't do the things that I want them to do. And my feet just kind of shuffle about. So that's
almost
always 6'4". Weird to me. Yeah. Almost, well.
We measured you.
It's 6'2 and 3/4.
Oh, is it? Oh, was it 6'3 and I questioned you and then I brought in a measuring stick or a measuring thing?
A measuring stick.
A measuring tape.
A tape ruler.
A ruler?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's
tape ruler?
Huh?
What is it called?
Did you say tapeworm?
Tape measure?
Tape measure.
Huh.
Yeah. Tape ruler.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's not right. Okay. From the 903, I would like to be bilingual. Absolutely agree with that. I was going to hop on Duolingo, but I saw that they just tweeted that their mascot is now dead. I don't know what that means because he's animated.
Oh,
yeah, the Duolingo bird.
After they just took a shot at the Mavs?
Yeah, now he's dead. So,
Oh, my God.
I think those threats were misdirected. Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, how did that meeting start? So somebody walks into the conference room and is like,
furious about Luka.
Our logo, our mascot's dead. And people are like, wait, what?
Man.
What is that meeting?
How did he die?
I mean, it got 7,000 retweets in the first 10 minutes, so it worked. Like, it absolutely worked. Somebody knew what they were doing. They put some thought into that, and I can appreciate some really well-thought-out social media antics. Speaking of that, I did tweet out a few days ago now that one of our teammates here, Alex Solis, yes, there is another Alec here, if you didn't know.
What?
You can hear him on the nights and weekends. He is also a UNT guy, so go mean green there for you, Corey. Me and him have combined forces, even though he stole my name, to start a new podcast called Double Take, and it is out now everywhere. If I think that tweet got 8,000 impressions. We don't have 8,000 followers or downloads yet. That would be cool if we did. So go check that out. We're taping a new episode tonight to talk about the Super Bowl halftime, all that good stuff, and some more. It'll drop tomorrow after the show. So if you want to check that out, would greatly appreciate that. But keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. The talent that you wish you had.
You know, one other thing I'd like to add to the mix. I'd love to be a master of the art of DJ so that you could just walk up and ricka ricka whenever you want to. And everybody would be like, instead of going, don't touch the records, they're like, no, get over here. You now DJ for us, man.
It ruins it.
I used to DJ like...
Ruins your record.
Yeah.
Remember, once upon a time, I was a student of Nathan Wood, who used to work here.
That's right.
He used to send me out on assignments to DJ for school dances and stuff. DJing is so fun. It really is. And like, I've talked to Lucius for, you know, hours about his stories from when he was actually out there pre-pandemic doing DJ sets and stuff. That is really, really fun.
From the 817 whistling, I got laughed out of a room when people found out I couldn't whistle the other day.
Yeah, that's
fun. You can whistle, right?
I can whistle.
Okay. I
can. But I could see how it was like,
and then everybody just kind of like, what are you even doing?
No,
you
got
to just tighten your lips a little more. You got to learn how to whistle in multiple different ways, too.
You are on one this week, Mr. Majors.
I can't whistle when
the fingers.
Yeah.
I can't do that one. I did it on accident once in class one time and got in trouble for it.
Mike,
but
can you do that? Whistle? Because
that feels very baseball-y.
Yeah, no fingers for me.
I can do the one where you like grab your lip and like that one. That
oh my God, that was amazing. Can you do that one more time? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
It can get louder, but
he like grabbed his bottom lip and folded it in. And
yeah, sorry if you're driving.
That was amazing.
Freaking I want to be you when I grow up. I do want to run this though. You guys be the judge. I'm assuming most people by now have seen the halftime show during the Super Bowl with Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. And a big talking point of that was Serena Williams being involved in the set. She was dancing. She grew up in Compton, so there's some tie-ins there. But the one that everybody's really talking about, the tie-in that makes the most sense, she dated Drake in the past. And obviously Kendrick Lamar has the beef with Drake that Drake still says is ongoing, even though me personally, I think it's been done for a while. Stephen A. Smith on First Take had an interesting take about Serena Williams being involved there, saying, that's not really your wife.
If I'm married and my wife is going to join trolling her ex, go back to his ass. Because clearly you don't belong with me. What you worried about him for and you with me?
I got to get that leak back.
But, hey, go ahead,
Stop it. Stop it.
What? What?
Stop it, Stephen A.
This is true.
If you with Serena Williams, you're going to be a kept man anyway.
Well, that's a fair ass point. That
really
second
is.
Part. That's a fair ass point. But I did actually agree with Stephen A. Smith. Because, like, if your wife came home and goes, hey, I'm going to go do this elaborate thing to get back at my ex, wouldn't you be like, wait, what? Please don't.
So my thought process on it, to make it as simple as possible, is I think on Kendrick's end and his team, it was like, yeah, this would be hilarious. I think on her, and she was like, one, I'll never get this opportunity again.
Yeah,
and true. Two, I get to represent my city. He's from there. He grew up there. I'm from there. I grew up there. This is for the culture more than it is to get back up my ex. I think that's what she was thinking. I could be wrong. Okay. I don't know.
I'm with you in that feeling that she was like, man, when am I ever going to be able to dance at the Super Bowl halftime show again?
That's a great question.
When have you done it, Kevin?
Hmm.
Just the one in 89.
What? That's it. Are you serious?
We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm just kidding, Mike. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. That look from Mike.
I wish we would. I don't even know if they had a concert in 89 for halftime, but what if it was?
There's a video of
what if it was
young
Jimmy
Hagee.
Buffett?
Oh,
it was
no.
The 1989 halftime.
No!
Kevin just singing
Kevin
his little heart
just
out.
Was like, yep, yeah, I was a Jimmy Buffett parrot head.
He's wearing one of those little parrot
15
head
bucks
hats.
On Amazon, man.
Coming up next.
Why don't we get drunk?
Wait. Gridiron Gravy. Blowout aside,
what?
All the people still watch the Super Bowl. Next on The Fan.
Here's Hurts. Can't find anyone. Now looks and throws on the run. Has a completion. It's Devontae Smith is inbounds for a first down.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Now, I didn't understand yesterday.
Well, it was Monday.
Yeah.
Well,
Monday.
True.
It'll be all right.
You want me to hold you tight?
No. I didn't understand yesterday why Delatron Johnson was getting terrible restaurant reviews.
It sounds like
that,
a
don't look it up. Don't look it up, Corey.
Is it
that
a person?
Like, say his name? It sounds like a transformer.
It's a she.
Delatron Johnson.
Oh, sorry.
So
she.
It goes back
Delatron.
To the Super Bowl. All right? So CJ Gardner-Johnson posted a photo of himself right next to Travis Kelce. They're kind of staring each other down. And he put, I think it's Instagram, should have stayed with that thick S. This is,
jeez,
I feel like, in reference to Travis Kelce's old girlfriend versus Taylor Swift.
Kaya Nicole?
Kayla.
Now, you
and
must.
Taylor's thickened up a little bit over the last year.
I'm not here to dispute that or confirm it.
As she's stopped caring about some things, but she is definitely not. Well, no, she admitted it. She like, okay. I stopped caring about these things. But she's not Kayla Nicole.
So here's the weirder part of it. So apparently Swifties en masse went to review bomb Delatron Johnson's restaurant, which is in Rockledge, Florida. It got a giant swath of negative reviews on Monday, which were
that.
Like, outsized to all the reviews they had ever had. And it was like one star, eat, take at, or go somewhere else instead. And on and on and on. And the thought is because CJ Gardner Johnson slighted Taylor Swift fans took it out on his mom's restaurant, which that's weird.
Didn't remember that happened with Hurtado?
Yes.
With the Astros fans. And I
yes.
thought that was miserable at that time. And listen, I understand the Swifties know that they have power for that. That's too small and petty, though.
Yes.
And again, most of Taylor Swift's songs are very small and petty. If we're being really honest,
true.
Like there are a lot of songs where you're just like, man, she's been holding on that for years.
Think about what you just
that's
said.
At in the majors.
I bet she would agree. I bet she, because we've talked about it before, where she's been like, man, she held on to that for almost 10 years before she let that song out.
Now, the avalanche of reviews triggered an unusual activity alert on the restaurant's Yelp page. Comments were disabled And now it looks like Google is going to remove the reviews because they're probably like, I don't know, you had 50 reviews in the history of your restaurant. And then the day after the Super Bowl, you got 65 new reviews.
Where was the restaurant again?
It's in Rockdale, Florida.
Oh, so it wasn't even in New Orleans where everybody would have been and they left because they went there.
Yes, they most certainly did not all go to that restaurant. They were just bent out of shape about that.
I don't like that kind of call to action and that kind of activity because, man, people, especially in restaurants, like that's all you're relying on.
It's not her fault. That is your livelihood
right there that you are relying on word of mouth. And now a word of mouth is just all these reviews are that bad.
Now, all of the people watched the Super Bowl this year. 126 million across all the platforms. The high was in the second quarter when it hit 135.7 million.
Wow.
But the average is 126 million, including a record streaming total of 14.5 million, including 13.6 of that being from Tubi. And then Tubi made those commercials and people were like,
freaked out and canceled.
I'm out.
They're like, what are we doing here?
So
I was a streamer.
Yes.
Well,
Did you stream on Tubi then?
Fubo? Does Fubo, that's streaming, right? Or does that not the same streaming numbers?
That's a good question. I think it still diverts back to...
Because it was Fox.
Yeah, I think it diverts back to Fox on that, unless you're doing a separate app that is not linked into...
So like us, they merge their streaming numbers
with the terrestrial
radio numbers.
And so a lot of people watched it. It's up about 5 million from last year. I know you said the halftime show is up about...
3%.
3% from last year. And tell the number for the halftime show.
133.5 million.
And so that is usually the case, and it always fascinates me that the average for the halftime show is usually higher than the game.
Okay.
And especially in this case when, like, probably a lot of people turned it off in the third or fourth quarter, whereas, you know.
So biggest number, yet still a number lower than the game, which is abnormal.
Yes.
Biggest number for the Apple Music halftime show, but lower than the game, which is not typical. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Lower increase over the game, but still a humongous number because I'm sure a lot of people like that's appointment viewing, right? Mm-hmm. Once you find out who is going to be the halftime show, for a lot of people, that's appointment viewing. All right, let's go back to the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys did hire Steve Shimko as their quarterback's coach. He was an offensive assistant last year, but replaces Scott Tolzien now. He worked with Brian Schottenheimer for 2 years in Seattle and was previously an OC at Boston College. And then we talked about this yesterday. Ken Dorsey looks like that's about done. Still haven't heard specifically what that position is going to be, but he'll be on the staff.
It's like an analyst consultant role.
Oh, quality control kind of deal.
You got to, I mean, Jerry loves having more coaches. He's told us that many times. The more coaching staff I can have, the better it is for our team.
Which is weird.
More voices in this room.
I don't
want to
fire any coaches because I don't have to pay them. But let's get more other coaches.
Hire some analysts, guys.
All right, Corey, this story is particularly important to you. T. Higgins has said he wants to stay with the Bengals, but it's not in his control.
It is true.
Joe Burrow even came out and was like, looks like we have the space. I don't know who he was talking about to make that determination, but Joe Burrow's like, looks like we have the space. I sure would like to keep T. Higgins on the team.
Did Chase get a contract or he's still waiting on his? That's tough. That's very difficult for them to have this conversation where they can do that and juggle it and hope, and especially since it didn't win the Super Bowl. If it had won, maybe it's a different story. I can understand wanting to stay there. You're with Burrow. You're with across from Ja'Marr Chase. It's a great combination for you as a receiver. You can stack up numbers, not necessarily be the guy, be paid like the guy, and also have opportunities to go to big games.
And one of the reasons it's going to hurt is, like you brought up, because they haven't signed Chase yet, he's got a club option for next year. So it's the same situation as the deal with Micah. But you can't fudge those numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you gave Ja'Marr Chase a 5-year extension for, $175 million, whatever the number is going to be, then you can shift some of that money around, and all of a sudden you can make like, oh, our cap hit's only $10 million. It was going to be $21 million. Here's $11 extra million. That will help us in the T. Higgins chase. But until they do that, you can't change that number. That number is set.
I like how you call it the T. Higgins chase.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase on the, I like, nice work, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Kevin thinks about his words.
Sometimes, except for a couple of weeks ago. I did not think that part through. Tennessee Titans said they would be open to trading the first overall pick. They were willing to listen to offers. I feel like we hear that most every year just to see if like another team will be like, I will give you all of the
it
first
round. It would be ridiculous
picks.
To not listen.
Yeah.
To not just put it out there. Give us a call. We're willing to hear what you want to say.
I think the best thing you do is call one team and negotiate with just one
team. That's right.
Because you know the guy and he kind of helped you in the business.
You had a relationship for him for a while and a different in a different kind of life and a different role.
Could be about the man.
As long as from that one team you get a king's ransom.
Yeah.
I think everybody's okay.
I think you just take what they offer.
No, that's not.
And I think that's the best way to do business.
What was I supposed to do?
The only thing I would say don't do it is if you were positive
they
that
said take it
Shador
or, leave it.
Or Cam was like your franchise quarterback and everybody in your organization's like, oh my god, that's the like, dude.
Caleb Williams was the was that guy. Everybody was like, yeah, no, if you're guaranteed to yourself, we were lucky enough. Jacksonville had, I mean, Trevor Lawrence was the guy. Everybody knew
working
it.
Out.
It has not turned out that way, unfortunately. It could still work out.
Gotta sell a whole bunch of cards. Now
at this point, he should join the wrestling. Think about Trevor Lawrence's hair.
Just the AEW? Yeah. Or, okay.
In fact, just wrestle July 12th. I'll buy more tickets if Trevor Lawrence is part of the AEW.
Okay.
What's it called?
He's like, I got to go.
All in.
I got to go
all
talk,
in.
I got to go
all
talk in. To Khan. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Why aren't they doing it at the Cowboys, AT&T, if it's called All In?
Probably for that exact
reason. Because that was a lie.
We're all in.
No.
It was a lie.
What?
It was, they didn't go all in. They were, unless.
How dare you?
Well,
sir.
His description of all in was I was all in for signing Dak. That was what we were told later after many, many deliberated days.
I can say during this segment is go Cowboys.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, could both Jacob deGrom and Adolis bounce back in 2025, plus those spring training questions we didn't get to because of our weirdo Jimmy Buffett conversation.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.